everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray and I ready to do this on this December 29th, getting ready to count down to a new year here in Tucson, Arizona, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI with our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can join the conversation 790-2040 for your calls, your questions, and comments. And of course, we'd love to have you as a friend. There's still a few more places on the Facebook page, and we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Let's go now on the live line to the town of Oro Valley, Arizona. The mayor is Dr. Satish Hiremath. Mayor, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Did you have a nice, a lovely Christmas?
I did. I had some family in town. As a matter of fact, they're just leaving today, so it was just nice to have that family unit, brothers and parents all together under one roof celebrating the holidays.
Well, you know what they say for dentists, the Christmas season can be a big, big boost, because in a couple of months, you're going to be seeing a lot of people with cavities.
That's, you know, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, you're exactly right.
You know, 2015 was certainly a tumultuous year for the town of Oro Valley. The controversy over the El Conquistador, the golf course, the recall election. Things quieted down somewhat in 2016, would you say?
You know, they have, and this last recent election, I think, kind of solidified it for not only us being mayor and town council and town staff, but really for the community of Oro Valley. You know, we had two very similar elections, actually three, 2014, obviously, which is our election, 2015, the recall election, and 2016, the community had a choice on whether to continue really the same makeup of the council or basically switch out three individuals who really didn't have similar visions as the other four of us. And the community spoke loud and clear, and I think that they were just tired of, you know, kind of the bickering, and they liked the direction that the town was headed in. And the election was a reflection of really that. And this is the first time in 26 years I've been here, Bill, that we have a very unified council, all seven of us, looking to move the community forward and looking to relieve a lot of stresses.
Well, there was this element in the community that believed the purchase of the Oro Valley El Conquistador, the golf, was, and I think in their words, a total disaster. Has it turned out to be anything like a disaster?
No, it hasn't. And you know, we fully understand the fact, you know, when you're an elected official, that you're going to make decisions that don't really sit well with people. And then time will tell, you know, whether it was a success or a failure. The issue that I think everybody had was when you get a mixed message coming from the same body of elected officials that are supposed to be on the same page, when the message was mixed and half of them are saying, you know, it was a disaster and it's going to bankrupt the town, and the other half are saying, no, it was a great acquisition, I think therein lays really what the whole issue was that we had untrue information being disseminated from the dais to the public, and then the public is left to, okay, well, which side do we believe? But to answer your question, everything is on course to what we're going. We're actually tracking very well. It will not bankrupt the town, that I guarantee you. And, you know, we have had more and more people come up to us, Mary Lou, Joe, and myself, and say, you know, thank you for the acquisition. Now my mom and dad have somewhere to go. Our kids have somewhere to go. We have somewhere to go. And it really has turned out to be the community asset that we had envisioned.
Please explain to our listeners who have not been up there and not familiar with the acquisition, in a nutshell, what is it?
So it's 324 acres in the middle of our town, and along and on that property, there's 45 holes of golf course, 31 tennis courts. There was a pool, a fitness area, a restaurant, and all that was acquired for $1 million interest-free over 3 years.
And this used to be part of the hotel?
That is correct. It's the old El Conquistador Country Club for the old timers that have been around as long as I have. And so we basically purchased that property in addition to the 9 holes and the 16 tennis courts up at the Hilton Resort.
Mm-hmm. Now, the big story of 2016 would be what then? How would you characterize 2016?
Well, I think you did a very apt job characterizing. There's a lot of tumultuousness, a lot of unintentional stress being placed on the residents. But I think we've overcome that. I think 2016 November 8th, when the election was, I think it was the 8th. It was a reflection of the community said enough is enough. We want nothing but positive things to come out. We want our elected officials as a unified body helping relieve our stresses, because that's all really life is about. Which is, stresses. People who've lost their jobs, or who require arts and culture, who require senior care, who require good educational opportunities. Those are the kind of exciting things that we now can focus on as a unified body. So 2016 was a very tumultuous year, but as we enter the tail end of 2016 into 2017, I think it's nothing but just bright blue skies.
Well, certainly Pima County is on the verge of very big things happening. The economic development is moving in the right direction, and we're going to hear more about that from Ramon Valadez, who you share a seat with, Mr. Supervisor Valadez, on the Regional Transportation Authority Board. And now that the whole program with the RTA reaching in 2016, the halfway point, what do you see for the next 10 years with RTA?
I think just bigger and better things. Through one of the worst recessions in our country, I think the RTA singularly provided an enormous amount of job creation, an enormous amount of success, and really the most important part is that you have a group of elected officials, all the mayors, the two tribe leaders, a Pima County supervisor, really kept their promise to the residents about this is what our plan is, this is what you wanted us to do, and at the halfway point, I think we've more than fulfilled that promise. So it's really more of the same. I'm very proud to be a part of a governing board, Pima Association of Governments, who understands their responsibility. And we end up doing things for each other. This isn't just not what's good for the town of Oro Valley and forget everybody else. And same with Marana, Sarita, Pima County, City of Tucson. We really are a regional unified body.
Well, I know for a fact that many of the Caterpillar executives, these top executives, Mayor Hiermath, from really all over the world, these are Caterpillar offices from Europe, from Asia, Australia. They're going to be relocating their office to the city of Tucson. However, I know for a fact, I know at least one who has chosen Oro Valley, and he will, I'm sure, be in the vanguard of many others looking at your community. What do you say to those people? What does your community have to offer these people?
Well, specifically, Oro Valley has pretty much everything that anybody's looking for, and I think that's a reflection of how well-rounded our council is currently, and how, four of us along with the town manager, really created that portfolio. Somebody wants to come in here for a higher quality of lifestyle, they can find great arts and culture. They can find good employment opportunities. They find a significant amount of open space. Our educational opportunities, not only is Oro Valley positioning itself to become a bioscience, biotech hub, but we are also an educational hub. We have the first public K-5 STEM school in the nation that's labeled as a STEM school. Obviously, we have BASIS, our public schools, CDO and Ironwood Ridge High School, combined with some of our public high schools, Push Ridge Christian Academy, and BASIS, obviously, as I mentioned. These are all things that are reflective of a comprehensive community. But the great thing, Bill, is that if somebody wants more open space, well, guess what? Sarita has a great public safety. If they want to be on the I-10 corridor because they have a more active lifestyle and want to travel to Phoenix for some nightlife, well, Marana's doing a phenomenal job. So the satellite cities, as I call them, Oro Valley, Sarita, Marana, really complement the city of Tucson and Pima County, really as far as economic development and offering a certain quality of lifestyle that's just different enough to where people can actually look around the Metro Tucson region area and say, I want to be in that community.
What do you want to accomplish in 2017 for your town?
You know, I think, to be honest with you, is, again, life is a compilation of nothing but stresses. And I think that along with the new council members and Mary Snyder, Joe Hornet, and Lou Waters, we want to be more of a comprehensive community. We want to focus on reconfiguring and basically re-engaging that family unit. And that's why assisted living center is going up for, you know, my mom and dad, when they hit that age. And, you know, we as parents and good educational opportunities and kind of create that community where the family unit can stay intact, whether you're just your first day on this earth or your last day on this mm-hmm. earth. And really, that's where we're headed.
All right. Well, I hope the stress is a little bit less for all of us in 2017. Mayor, I want to wish you and yours and your whole team in Oro Valley a wonderful new year. Please, have a great one.
Bill, thank you so much, and I wish you a very healthy, safe, and prosperous new year for you as well.
Thank you very much. The mayor of Oro Valley, Dr. Satish Hiremath, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Green Things has been a wonderful sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. They do a great job on really all of your gardening needs through the holidays. They have had such wonderful poinsettias. We have it's got to be 3.5-4 feet tall. Poinsettia still doing very well in the Buckmaster household, 3384 East River Road. Jan and Jack are the owners. They do a beautiful job just west of the intersection Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. Be right back.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before? And claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, Jim Small is our guest. Mr. Small is the new head of the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. On the roundtable, it's Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sarah Garrett Gaston of the Star. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, and always on BuckmasterShow.com. Back. It is the Buckmaster Show as we kind of our countdown mood to a new year, 2017, just around the corner. And joining me in studio, Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez. Supervisor Valadez, how are you?
I'm very, very well, Bill. Thank you for the invitation.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Wonderful Christmas.
Very nice. We had your colleague on the RTA board, Dr. Hiermath, was with us at the top of the show. He's really excited about this next 10 years for the RTA plan.
Satish is actually a very good friend, and he's a visionary, and frankly, Oro Valley is very lucky to have him as one of their public servants.
What about this next 10 years with RTA? Are you excited about it as well?
Oh, absolutely. It presents a whole new set of challenges, but in challenge, there's also opportunity in how we choose to move forward as a community to solve some of our infrastructure problems.
You know, I think one of the big stories, Supervisor Valadez, for 2017 is how is Pima County going to continue now with this economic momentum? I was talking with Mayor Hiermath that kind of the vanguard of the Caterpillar team, the relocation team. They've been in town now. They're looking at properties for their people. These are 200 executives from top offices, top cities like in Europe, Asia, Australia, who are now in our community, and this is a huge economic boost. So how do we keep this momentum going?
Well, I'll tell you what, this year, just fairly recently, obviously, as you know, Bloomberg ranked us third in the country for job growth. We just became public about the 2,000 positions, 1,600, 2,000 positions over at Raytheon as an expansion. Right now, we're in discussions as a region with three different companies that will probably amount or can amount to up to about 2,000 new jobs, hopefully within the next 6 months.
And what kind of industries are these people generally? And of course, obviously you're not going to tell us because these are proprietary negotiations that go on. But what type of industries are we talking about?
Variety of technology related industries, some aerospace, some other technology related.
And why do they want to come here?
Well, I'll tell you what. The funny thing is, when you start a little snowball rolling down a hill, it gathers a lot more momentum. And frankly, the Bloomberg article and just the fact that we've been as successful and as friendly to welcoming businesses in our community has caught their notice. The little snowball that's rolling down the mountain is becoming a bigger snowball. And I think that actually speaks very well for us. During the Vector announcement,
Group, yeah.
I said that we were about a new business, and that was about getting business done. And that's really kind of fairly said our mantra here in Pima County. It's about getting things done.
Well, we've already scheduled our interview. I believe his name is Mr. Cantell, the head man there at Vector, is going to be coming here on the show in a couple of weeks. He is very excited about locating in Tucson. It's almost like there's some synergy happening here now with Worldview and then the Raytheon expansion.
Right, absolutely. And I think you're right. Jim actually, I don't know if most people know that, used to be a partner with Elon Musk in SpaceX.
Wow.
So that's his background. And he's very well known in his industry. We obviously, and I think it's important to know that this really didn't start recently. This started during the middle of the recession. We understood we had, and you and I have talked about it in the past, we understood we had to get some things done. We had to step in the fray of economic development as a region. We did that. We created and put into print our economic development plan with milestones. We're now in the third edition of it with the current set of milestones that will take us through 2018. And we're seeing fruits of those. And the truth is, it's not just Pima County. Pima County, working with all our partners, the city, the different private entities, all the jurisdictions, it's really and truly been successful because it has been a team effort. And the end result is the team is winning.
What about this plan? I've got it in front of me. What are some of the highlights here? We've got the Aerospace Parkway completion. That is pending expansion at this point, right? Mm-hmm. But it is, so Pima County has completed now the relocation of the Hughes Access Road. So that's been taken care of, right? So what's next?
Right, I'll tell you what, the relocation is was really the nexus point to a lot of the things that are happening in that area right now. As you and I have talked in the past, we didn't understand what an impediment it was to have a road that close to some of the explosives that Raytheon has to work with. And by relocating that road, we've not only protected our largest private employer in the region, we've made it possible, as everybody now knows, to expand, to bring more private jobs into our region, which is exactly what our goal had been. One of the other things that's a key point in our economic development plan is the Sonoran Corridor, mm-hmm. Which obviously ties in the border to going east, ties in the Port of Tucson, the airport, the aerospace park, and just is a really wonderful opportunity for economic growth for our region.
Now, Worldview, are they holding some kind of a groundbreaking?
Thank you for asking, Bill. Today, this afternoon, we're doing a dedication, not a groundbreaking, where we're actually handing over the keys to the facility. Not many people thought that we could build it in less than a year, but because of the work of a lot of people, a lot of county staff, a lot of...
Are you saying that the facility's done?
The facility is done in 11 months and under budget.
Whoa.
And
that sort of flew under the radar screen, that getting that job done, because there had been so much controversy. People were knocking this project, calling it a glorified carnival ride into near space and on and on.
And if you remember, when you and I talked, it was the passenger ride is such a small portion of what they're actually doing. Today we sit here, they have contracts with NASA, with all kinds of private companies throughout the globe, and ready to receive the product that we're going to be making here in Pima County.
And so then Vactor Space will probably be in an area then close to Worldview. Are they part of the –
Yeah, they're almost across – well, they're across the cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. But Vactor Space is a really wonderful example of a growing technology. When we think of satellites, we think of these huge satellites that we all saw at James Bond and on all these movies that cost billions and billions of dollars. What they're specializing in is obviously they'll build the rocket motors here. They'll be launched in other locations, but the launch of smaller satellites, the size of a loaf of bread or a microwave, and to get that into space, and they're looking towards the potential of that industry where one could purchase a satellite. What we saw in the past is that you would make sure your satellite could do what you needed it to do based on the hardware on that satellite. We're moving towards, like everything else in our world, a software-driven solution. So you buy a satellite, you program it to do what you need it to do, and they get it up to you. You never need to touch it.
So like a business could have their own satellite and communication system.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll
or
tell
an
you
individual, I guess, right. If you're rich enough, I could have the Bill Buckmaster satellite.
Exactly. But Earth's think of the potential of that.
Yeah, think of the potential. That's right. Keno Stadium, you've invested some money out there, didn't you?
Well, we have. As a matter of fact, that doesn't
get talked about much. People don't follow up on whatever happened to Keno.
I will tell you what, at this point, the utilization of Keno Sports Park is thankfully very, very high. We are scheduled to pay off any and all debt on that stadium this time next year. So after that, the debt is paid off. It is operating in the black at this point. We've got Major League Soccer spring training that's about to start in the next month or so. It regularly gets used for all kinds of
things. These are not amateurs. These are professionals.
Oh, these are the professionals. These are the gentlemen that play on our national team playing for their pro teams. we have college baseball tournaments. Pima Community College plays their football. We're talking about softball potentially and baseball out there as well. Both obviously men and women's soccer. So really it's seeing its true realization of what we dreamt about many years ago.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's the midway point of the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday edition. Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez is with me in studio. He'll stick around for another segment. If you would like to join in the conversation, live line number 790-2040. Be right back.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Viral Mori, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viral Mori on the web at viroamori.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
On this Thursday afternoon. By the way, tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show on our Friday Focus interview, Jim Small is my guest. Jim has just taken over the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Our topic will be, is there a future for investigative reporting in the state of Arizona? Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez is with me in studio. Supervisor, one of the very contentious meetings that the board had late in the year was over this Monsanto deal. It's been postponed, but what exactly is this about and what can the board actually do? Can they stop Monsanto from an operation in Pima County?
No.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, and I spent about 5 to 10 minutes talking about it during the board meeting from the dais. So it's on the record as well. But one of the things that we hear is that people want us to stop Monsanto. And I get it. I completely get that. We have asked our legal counsel to opine as to whether or not it's an agricultural operation. We've been told it is an agricultural operation. As such, state law actually prohibits us from being able to regulate them. That's step one. Can we stop Monsanto from coming here? They own the property. They're an agricultural operation. State law explicitly, it's not silent, it's explicitly prohibits us from being able to stop to regulate them and to stop them from coming here. Would we like to? Sure, at least so that we can get some better understanding as to what's going to be going on in our community. But there isn't that. That's not what we can do.
What can be done?
Well, okay. First of all, if people want to allow local government to be able to do those kind of things, they need to get the state to actually rewrite the law, because the law just simply doesn't allow it. So the real question today that is before the board has to do with the foreign trade zone application. Now, we've done foreign trade zone applications, and what we do is we either oppose it or we support it. Okay, those are the two things that we don't make the decision. The U.S. Department of Commerce makes the final decision. Now, we can oppose it, which is the decision that we have to make.
Okay.
And I don't know that there's many people in our community who believe that this decision, which will be the new administration, will deny it based on a Pima County opposition, considering there's other governmental entities that are already on board. Or we can support it. One of the things that we've gotten through a memorandum of understanding that right now we need a greater clarification on as to whether or not it's tied to opposition or support is two citizens panels. One is a scientific review committee that includes the dean of science at the University of Arizona as well as the dean of the Ag College to really sit there as oversight to tell us what's going on from the scientific perspective. Additionally, in that memorandum of understanding, it is a citizens review panel that it is our intent to constitute with people who have objected to Monsanto. Because frankly, these are the folks in those two panels that we need to rely on to make sure we understand what's going on in that operation.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, I think if we can't stop it, we need to know what's going on there.
But when people say the board does vote to not approve the foreign trade designation or whatever, people should not misinterpret that as, okay, the Pima County supervisors have just said, Monsanto, you are not welcome in Pima County.
Correct. Right now, and I'll tell you what, they own the land. They could start up. They could technically, they could start building today.
They don't really have to wait for your meeting in
no,
February.
Remember, the only thing that we are discussing is that foreign trade zone application, which we've done foreign trade zone applications for Ventana Medical. We've done it for, I believe, Raytheon, Worldview, and others.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for the clarification on that. Now, also coming up, and I think it's at your January 17th meeting, you're considering the first of three recommended sewer rate hikes.
Yeah. One of the things, if you recall back to 2015, I believe it was in the summer of 2015, the board denied the request to actually increase rates back then because we didn't feel we didn't have enough answers to the questions we were asking. What we're considering here is obviously a phased increase. But the truth is that it is very similar and tied into what we saw when we first consider the regional the ROMP, the I don't remember what the ROMP stands for, but it was the general plan for wastewater.
Mm-hmm.
In that, if we do not comply with federal standards over which we have no ability to change, then what could happen is that the federal government can come in, and they've done it in multiple communities across the nation. So this is not speculation. This is something that they do when communities don't comply with those federal standards. They come in, they do the work that they had required those local communities to do.
And then charge you?
And then fine you for it.
Oh, okay.
So what you're doing is you're paying...
Well, that's charging, yeah.
You're paying... Well, it's even
yeah.
worse.
Yeah,
because you're not only paying for the improvement,
the work,
you're paying fines on top of that.
Of the improvement. By the way, ROMP is an acronym for Regional Optimization Master Plan. So there you go. That's what that is all about. Let's see if we can get Roberta in here real quickly with Supervisor Ramon Valadez. Roberta, how are you doing today?
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. My question is, what is the process to getting the state to change the law, and could that process take place before Monsanto comes here?
That's a very good question, Roberta. Thank you for asking. The answer is we need to find a local sponsor who is as passionate about this issue as we are. And I'll tell you what, there was a representative elect, I believe Ms. Hanley Powers was at the, mm-hmm. at the meeting, and she expressed a great deal of interest. What we need to have done...
she may carry the ball then on this.
Is talk. Somebody needs to talk to her and see if she's willing to redraw that law. It would, in order to be able to affect going forward in the near term, it will have to have an emergency clause,
mm-hmm.
which means that it'll have to have 2/3 of the vote of both chambers of the legislature. That will make it very difficult. Mm-hmm. However, if that is not a reality, and it may not because the numbers are simply very difficult up at the Capitol, a simple majority can put it on the books so that going forward we have some of that local ability to regulate our own community.
Now, Mr. Huckleberry, the Pima County Administrator, long-term administrator, he's been here, I don't know, what, 20, more than 20 years?
Well, he's been here all his life.
been here all his life, but as far as administrator...
He was interim, I believe, in 1991.
Okay. But anyway, his contract is coming up early... I think it's at the swearing-in ceremony that will take place all of you supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next Tuesday already. So how do you think that might go?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Chuck has taken some very difficult positions upon the direction of of his board, you know, and has gained him some friends and has gained him some enemies. The truth is, I think he's done a good job for the board and for our community. And going forward, I intend to support him. There's an old saying that if everybody likes you, you're not making much of a difference. So it's very clear that he is making a difference, and hopefully we can continue to do deals like we did on economic development, continue to move forward in terms of bringing new types of jobs. And if you remember, our vision in terms of economic development has always been to change our community from being an export of our children to one in which our children can stay here, be gainfully employed, and raise their families here the way they were raised.
All right, Supervisor Valdez, congratulations on your reelection to another 4-year term. And who knows where you'll be 4 years from now. You kind of take one day at a time, like probably all of us should. Is that kind of a New Year's resolution, right? Take a day at a time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the good Lord that guides us all.
I hope you have a great, happy New Year.
And to you and listeners as well.
Thanks a lot. Ramon Valdez with us on The Buckmaster Show. We'll take a break right here. We'll be back right after this on this Thursday afternoon at KVOI AM 1030, live streaming KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfu, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to ICSTucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman for 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, we've had the same technician at our house for 11 years, and he's wonderful. But you know what? What does that tell you about the company? It tells you it's a great company who treats their people right. And they treat us customers great. I wouldn't use anybody. Truly, truly, listen to me. But 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. And they want to wish everybody here in Southern Arizona a happy new year and ask that you consider in the new year a 3-hour road trip to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, an area that is so rich in cultural and historical sites. It's worth the drive to Silver City to get away and recreate in really a beautiful portion of the Southwest United States. The website with all the listing of the many places to stay and the many things to do, please visit southwestnewmexico.org. Well, in what is believed to be the first project of its kind, the city of Phoenix is buying an apartment complex that will house and provide services to survivors of human and sex trafficking. The city received a $2.4 million federal grant for the 15-unit complex, and so far there have been thousands of applicants. Arizona State University is contributing to developing the on-site services intended to help residents become independent. Let's go now on the live line to Dr. Dominique Rowe Sepowitz, who directs ASU's Office of Sex Trafficking Intervention Research. Dr. Rowe Sepowitz, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks. I have a couple of things to correct. The city of Phoenix actually did not get a grant. They are using their own money to do, actually even, it's wonderful that there are grants available, but the city of Phoenix uses their own money to push this forward and then eventually will look for some funding. So I think it really speaks to the strength.
And I think your cell phone has bailed out on us, but hopefully, do we need to call her back? We do. We're going to give her a call back. But my next question for Dr. Rowe Sepowitz has to do with really the need, which her research showing that ASU, the research done at ASU, is finding that mental illness, being kicked out in drug and alcohol use, contribute to the homelessness among many young adults. 1/3 of those young adults in that ASU survey were identified as sex trafficking victims. So this new report on homelessness for young adults in Arizona examines what contributed to their homelessness. It's really a much larger problem than many people realize. 61% of those surveyed were kicked out of their home. And apparently some were using drugs, others were kicked out because of their sexual orientation, some ran away from abusive homes, and others reported their parents couldn't financially support them. So it's one of the big problems, certainly one of the biggest reasons for the current homelessness is really this untreated mental health problems and the behaviors that result causing conflicts in housing situation. Most of these young adults are just not getting the behavioral health care that they need, which was really a shame. And so the city of Phoenix apparently has taken this step to purchase this really first of its kind in the United States, this facility that will be housing and providing services to survivors of human and sex trafficking. Apparently, Dr. Rose Sepowitz is out hiking and her cell phone has been cutting in and out, and we hope to get her back on the live line here on the Buckmaster Show. And do we have her? That is our question. Okay, Dr. Dominique, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
How big a problem is this? I've been trying to explain some of the results of your recent survey.
Sure, we have. So in Tucson, we partner with our family services and a number of different organizations, including juvenile probation and the federal attorneys. We found that it is significant. Tucson Police Department has reinstated their vice unit simply because we found such a high rate of sex trafficking in that community. They are really creative. They're starting by looking at demand, who's buying sex and trying to intervene. They're helping victims that they rescue, and then they're going after the sex traffickers. So I think everyone thinks that the biggest problem in our state is in Phoenix, but certainly that I-10 corridor down to Tucson is a busy one. So we see ads placed in Tucson that are from Tucson. We see people transported back and forth by their traffickers. So it is a pretty significant sex market.
And I was mentioning while we were getting you back on the line about your survey, a lot of these kids are kicked out of the house for various reasons, correct?
Yeah, some of them reported that they had family conflict, were struggling with drugs and alcohol, or the parents were struggling with alcohol and drugs. Sometimes they just couldn't abide by the rules. Many of the young people we found had been in the system, though, so they just didn't have a place to be. They didn't have a family to belong to, so they ran away from the system, but there wasn't another kind of place for them to land. So the vulnerabilities for sex trafficking victims include a history of child abuse and neglect, including sexual abuse, sometimes substance abuse, but most of all, it's falling in love with someone or finding someone who you believe is going to take care of you and be kind to you, and instead they convince you that selling sex for money is going to make everyone rich and happy, and that's, of course, never how it ends.
And a lot of these kids, 44% of the homeless young adults have identified themselves as LGBTQ.
Right. So we're not sure exactly what the reason this year we had such a large number. We work with agencies that serve all children of all color, of all race, up to the age of 25. So some of them have specializations with LGBTQ youth, but I don't think that that's the number, the reason the number was so high. I think that kids who are LGBTQ are disproportionately more vulnerable to finding someone who gives them the feeling of being cared for and protected and safe. And the sex selling, the prostitution, is just part of that relationship. But we're not really sure. We're trying to understand better. We're doing some more research. But we have really serious concerns, and we know that the services for LGBTQ youth are not enough. We don't have enough services. We don't have enough places for them to talk about their concerns and feel safe and welcomed. So we know that this research hopefully will influence agencies to develop LGBTQ-sensitive programs or specific programs.
And this City of Phoenix project, buying this apartment complex, this is not temporary housing. This would be permanent for these people, correct?
Right. This is the first in the country. This is a way that the city is working with HUD, which is our federal housing supplement group. You know, they do Section 8 housing. And what happened was Section 8 identified sex trafficking victims, along with homeless persons and domestic violence, as eligible for a certain voucher. So it kind of puts them not necessarily at the front of the line, but in a different line than everyone else who applies for Section 8. So this was a new change that happened in the fall of 2016. So when the City of Phoenix had an open building, there were some changes for transitional housing dollars. They said, what could we do? Do we need more domestic violence shelters? Do we need more services? And then we had a meeting and said, you know, what's happening for long-term permanent supportive housing for sex trafficking victims, and there is actually nothing in our state. And what we hope to do is have it be a two-year transitional program that uses these permanent housing vouchers but gives them all of the services they need to support them, to help them deal with the trauma they've experienced, to develop new relationships, that in 2 years they don't need that Section 8 voucher, that they're independent, that they'll be making enough money that they can be completely independent without any assistance. So of using ASU's expertise on therapeutic services and support services and evaluation and the city's housing, and they're also contributing for case management. That combination is very hopeful.
Dominic Rowe Sepowitz, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for your time so much. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. That's coming up from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9. Talking culture, 9 to 10. And then me, Bill Buckmaster. We'll talk investigative reporting here on the program on the Friday Focus interview. Until then, on behalf of Mr. Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.